Just thought I'd mention two interesting tidbits from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Halicha Shlomo with regard to Chanukah, as we move towards the end of Chanukah. The first is rather significant. He writes that when it comes to the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neros Chanukah, so we know that the mitzvah is for Persume Nisa, to publicize the miracle. And it was established as well, as part of that, Kidei Lahodos Ulahalal, in order to thank Hashem, praise Hashem, for the Nisim that He did for us. That being the case, he says, the requirement of Hodah is a part and parcel of the mitzvah itself. It's not just a something that stands in the background. It's not just the motivating factor for the mitzvah, but it becomes built into the mitzvah itself and part and parcel of the mitzvah. What are we supposed to be modeh, to be giving Hodah for? So he writes, look in Al HaNisim. What are we thanking Hashem for on Chanukah? Al HaNisim does not mention explicitly at all the mitzvah of the Pach HaShemen, of the Neros burning for all those days, 8 days. It mentions specifically the miracle of the Milchama, the fact that Hashem gave the Rabbim Biyad Me'atim, and we were able to emerge victorious under seemingly very, very daunting conditions. The same is true in HaNeros HaLalu, which we generally say right after we light the candles. We mentioned specifically Al HaMilchamos. Every other phrase that we mentioned there, Al HaNiflaos and the Yeshuos, also sounds like it refers to the Milchama. There's nothing there that really mentions in particular the Neis of the Pach HaShemen. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Neis of the Pach HaShemen was just to indicate something about what was going on in general. This was Yad Hashem, and Hashem was expressing his love and concern for us. But the real Neis, the real Yeshua, was of course the Yeshua of the Milchama. And therefore he writes, La'alacha, that when a person lights the Chanukah candles, he should be consciously thinking that this is in order to publicize not just the Neis of the Pach HaShemen, not even maybe primarily the Neis of the Pach HaShemen, also the Neis of the Milchama, and in order for us to give halal v'hodah, to thank Hashem and to praise Hashem for having saved us through our victory at the time of the Milchama. So that is important point number one for Shlomo Zalman Auerbach with regard to lighting the Chanukah candles in the proper fashion. Point number two, interesting little tidbit, perhaps a little bit on the lighter side or heavier side as the case may be, as we'll see in a moment. The custom, the minhag of sufganiyot, of jelly donuts on Chanukah. So in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, in a footnote, quotes Rav Maimon, the father of the Rambam, as writing that a person should not take any minhag too lightly. And he specifically even refers to eating sufganiyot on Chanukah. Amazingly enough, he says all of our minhagim are established for important reasons, and this is no exception. The general understanding of this minhag is that the sufganiyot are fried in oil, and this, of course, brings to light or recalls the neis that has to do with the oil, the Pach HaShemen that we celebrate on Chanukah. Shlomo Zalman brings another possible svara, fascinating svara. And he says, perhaps we wanted specifically to have a food that we eat on Chanukah which will require us to make an ala michya. This is a good excuse to go ahead and eat sufganiyot, not just in the context of a seuda, when if you're benching, so you're not going to make the ala michya, but to have sufganiyot at other times too. So this is a good justification for those who like sufganiyot. He writes as follows, that when it comes to ala michya, that is the only bracha achron where we say specifically al mizbachacha, that mizbechecha, alechalecha. We ask Hashem to have rachmanus on the mizbeach and on the Beis HaMikdash in general, specifically mention the mizbeach. And he writes that the Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, says that after the Yevanim invaded and had their way with the Beis HaMikdash, so when we finally took over, we were able to purify the entire Beis HaMikdash, but there was a problem with regard to the Mizbeach, that the stones of the Mizbeach had been used for Avodah Zarah, and the Chacham felt there was no way to be able to use them again for the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and they were forced to do away with those stones and to make new ones, to bring new ones for the Mizbeach, and that had a certain element of pain involved, that we were unable to go ahead and to purify These stones had to be thrown out, even though they had previously been part of the Mizbeach. And in order to go ahead and concretize that and ask Hashem for rachmanus with regard to the Mizbeach in particular, which is unfortunately one sad footnote of Chanukah. So perhaps there is an inyan to go ahead and to make the Alamichia. That's what he suggests as a further justification of this meaning of Sufganiyot.